Community at Hall, November 4th, 7:32.
I'd like to call to order the Village of Round Lake Committee of the Whole meeting for November 4th, 2013 at 7:32 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Clemens.
Present.
Trustee Frank.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Present.
Trustee Trevin.
Present.
Trustee Rizzucci.
Present.
Making a motion for item 2.1 to approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting of October 21, 2013.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Wozinski, seconded by Trustee Clements. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comment? All right. Thanks for being here. Trustee Bader, we'll carry that on again. Thank you, Trustee Fry, for your help with that. Human Resources and Finance.
2013 estimated tax levy. Every year we go through this. Every year we have what appears to be a bone of contention. I think rather than call it a bone of contention, rather than call it a tax issue, rather than call it the white elephant in the room, I think what I'd like to call it is something that we need to perceive differently and move forward in a different fashion with. There's a couple of schools of thought in the estimated tax levy. The law allows you to take up to a certain limit. My own personal feeling is just because the law lets you take it, is it right, is it just, and is it necessary? Knowing that, Steve has actually, this year, known this was going to be a topic of conversation, and has been working with us so that we don't have to look at taking the maximum allotment that by law we can take. But at some point in time in this, we have to look at what is actually necessary, what's prudent, and what may be over the top. And then decide where we're going to fall into between the two parameters, the high or the low. Steve, do you want to explain to everyone how the tax levy works? So, yeah, I know.
Let me go over the administrative part of this first one. Okay. You need to do an estimated tax levy 20 days before you're filing. So the intent here is to do an estimated tax levy, but we're going to say it's a maximum. If you're looking at maximum, and if you need a public hearing, we're under 5%, no public hearing is necessary. This needs to be approved at the next meeting. In the meantime, liaison in place, our finance, myself, will be meeting this week to come up with a final levy or ordinance the board will approve that will be started being discussed in the next meeting and the meeting thereafter. So we're going to have a couple meetings to discuss all of this, but the estimate from an administrative standpoint needs to be as moved to the next meeting. In a nutshell, there's all different scenarios you can throw into this estimated tax. I think you just need to look at it from this perspective. You take last year's amount, times the betting consumer price index, and that's really your maximum for this year. And that's what Sue's talking about. Taxing bodies, besides new growth, new development, will take the maximum or over that to capture what they can capture. Without really saying, I believe what you're trying to say, Sue, is for one versus just doing a levy. So the purpose behind this year was, knowing the last 2 years we decreased it, to say, look, if you do a maximum of XXX at 4% or even higher, I think it was 8% we could have done, I was suggesting only 2%, and then this week we're going to look at those numbers and come up with an action plan or a levy that the entire board can buy into and staff can buy into. And remember, I'm not looking at, and so going to this, that I'm not looking at today, tomorrow, next month, next year. I'm looking at the financial viability of this village 5 years from now. And this impacts it 5 years from now, because this is a kind of hockey thing. And that's really in a nutshell for tonight. The good discussion. It's going to be when I bring the adjuster levy or the levy next back to the payroll next meeting for discussion. I'm going to have to start a hard number too. It won't be our number. This is going to be a levy amount that we're going to put into an ordinance that's going to be given to the Lake County. This estimate is going to be done and approved next time, but we're going to come back and say, here's reshaped or refined numbers for the ordinance that will be presented to the county to do the task.
I'd like them to just work out getting the our numbers and just to
use this study. My suggestion would be to use 2.2. I think two liaisons are saying we don't find that acceptable right now. I don't want to use acceptable, but it sounds like we want to talk to it.
If we can talk about that, we should be able to talk with the higher bottom line that trustees want.
It's not as good as that. Yeah, it's a timing issue, Don.
Well, it's just like, for example, we do a street road bridge tax here, $160,000. As an example, the townships are going to take a piece of that. So last year, we did a tax levy without adding in or grossing up that dollar amount. So we lost out on $60,000. Our levy is actually lower. What we're trying to do is, can we have a levy like last year? Even though it looks like we're increasing it, but we're really not, because the county's going to take money away automatically. If that makes any sense. And I think I can spell out better next time, because we have different scenarios in front of you of the ordinance amount and the final Lake County amount. And that's going to help allow you to see it right in front of you. First, there's a lot of numbers on this page. You know, estimate, adjusted. I just want to do two columns of the ordinance, but final level. And then that will really explain what we're trying to do or trying to move on. But that's okay.
Last year, our levy basically just captured our new growth, and we didn't add anything else to it. We held the rest flat. Essentially, what we did was then have to give money of ours above and beyond that to those taxing bodies that were taking money from us. Now, if we can capture our new growth and anticipate what our actual costs are going to be out into our other taxing bodies, but all we really need to capture would be that amount. And then you're taking care of our business and not burdening the residents anything more than what absolutely needs to go out. There's another school in Boston. You know, I think in general, people don't mind paying a little bit more if they know what they're paying for. If we're just doing a tax levy and creating an increase, and it goes just, say, into our general fund, people don't exactly know what we're spending it on. And frankly, neither will we, technically, because we can float that money around through other avenues within our budget, and it isn't necessarily designated for this, that, or the other thing. It's just, in general, going to be used. I find that people find it harder to swallow that than they do a specific reason for a tax. So, you know, I know we have issues with our infrastructure, our roadways in particular, and as much as I found it not palatable, if I were going to pay a tax, I would prefer to pay a road tax, know what I'm paying for, than to just do it in this general tax, and that money can go anywhere, and there's no handle on how it's being spent. Those are just my views. Great.
I would concur with that. So, again, I'd like to see, you know, go through and have a little bit more discussion and come back with some scenarios and an explanation of what we really need and why we need it.
This will be approved until next time again, but the final levy for the ordinance will be discussed at the next two committee of whole meetings.
Yes. And there will be no conflict there. We approve the estimate.
And the final will not be over the assessment.
Right. And that's because we have to get that done within a certain time.
20 days before the final levy approved, which will be December.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. This is kind of a time crunch sort of thing.
So we're going to time it.
We have to take
it. Yeah.
You know, and the thing that I think this board, including myself, really wants to show is the perception of how we perceive and make available the theory of the tax levy, and that this board isn't, the governmental tax hound licking its chops. Here's a maximum amount, let's go get it. And I like the idea of discussion of what Sue just said. Hey, we have a comprehensive repaving program. This is how much it's going to cost over X amount of years. And we're going to delegate this tax dollar to that program, to this program. And people know where their tax money's going. Again, it's a fundamental approach of how we look at it and what we're presenting to our customers.
I think, too, the reality is, especially with our roads in particular, you know, we've received complaints about our roads. We have issues with our roads almost, daily, thirdly weekly. We know we have issues that have been, with the CFPBs are putting things off and delaying things. And, you know, unfortunately, your roadway just doesn't say we can put you aside yet until you're ready, because it keeps coming back to haunt us from saying, you know, I'm ready right now. So I think we have to have a plan in place, and our taxes should be spent. We're not spending just our money. We're spending everyone's money. And I think we can show them exactly what we're spending on if we do this properly. It's just, I think, accountability.
Thank you. Thanks, Steve. And this will be carried on at next committee of the whole. Thank you. Public Works Facility capital assets, the 1.5-ton truck final equipment bids.
Going forward with
$10,000 would be compatible with the animal.
Any questions? Thank you, Ron. We'll move this forward. Is your update on Jawa the same as my update on Jawa?
It is correct.
Okay.
Very brief.
Very good. Thank you, Ron. Vicki, holiday or special events?
I just apologize. I had an 85%. I have it all together, but I think I left it at work. So I promise by Wednesday, because I'm going to have a little checkoff list and who can help with what. So I will update everybody by Wednesday. And then you can just reply back to me, let me know where you can help, what you can do, and if you can bring anything, that'd be great.
I'm going to
reply
all of them. Sorry, what? I'm going to
reply all of them. Like, you know, Sue did candy canes. Maybe she's interested in doing candy canes again. So.
Sue's been listening to my guys on emails. Is that your BCC initiative?
Well, yeah. Did you change your email?
The information is good.
And then just a reminder, it is December 6th, that yeah. And that's okay. Being on the one in order to
well, thank you. Yes, sir. Pardon me?
May I ask a question about pre-life insurance on non-preemptive?
Yes.
Is it the comfort of the board to stay fundamentally with what we did last year, as far as the number of trees that we were able to light? How many purchases, as I remember, about $1,500 for new additional lights last year? Because it is a fairly time-consuming effort to trim the lights, and so I would like to let my staff know basically what we have.
Is that the general feeling? That it will be approximately the same as last year, just going to work?
Are we also putting up the Christmas banners this year? I love throwing wrench over.
Well, just keep looking that way when you do that, okay?
Typically, we have two sets of banners. We have a Christmas set, and then we also have the year-round banners that we have done. We want the Christmas banners put up this year.
And they're up for a short time, because they don't have the businesses on them, correct?
Exactly.
You know, so.
But they're holiday issues.
Right.
And we have them, and we put them up every other year. Right. So we'll be able to incorporate that, and we're going to put street lights decorating with them as well.
I don't think we did.
Last year was the first year of the sponsorship agreement.
Right. Yeah.
I guess we have to look at the sponsorship agreement.
How many are there? How many sponsors are there? Do we know?
We're all local, so I mean, it could be something that we can ask if they would mind.
Exactly.
For the month of December, we send them a quick message if they would mind signing off that.
Well, most of them are local, but they couldn't go local. They don't have time to do.
City was far, but it wasn't too far. They were all relatively
still
in Mobile County.
I think most of them.
Yeah,
probably
do.
But let's see if we can find that list, put together a letter, and send it out, see what kind of response we get.
Yeah.
The other thing that Mike just mentioned is, I don't know how many poles are available. Just put them on the poles that aren't used for banners. But I think most of them are occupied. Let's see if we can get a list together and contact that. Anybody want to volunteer? Okay, Trustee Newby will take care of that.
You're the third chair
back.
Yeah,
I think
that's
a motion to have
Trustee Newby.
Don't
fail the mama.
Offered it as well because I brought the brush to the table. to be at your resignation. Okay? Perfect.
In the endless.
Either way.
Not the absent as you thought.
Right. Thank you, everybody. Building zoning? Nothing over there? Chief, do you have anything under police department?
Just to let you know that two part-time officers will start on Wednesday and then Thursday.
Bravo.
Alright.
Bravo. Anything under administration?
We do have a business that's going to expand over the industrial park. There are two factory right now. They want to expand catering. So I discussed it over there. We're going to do hopefully a special use permit to expand that operation. They're going to hire approximately 8 to 10 more people. And hopefully we're going to do more tax dollars. I also turned out another business. Unfortunately, they came out of my mouth. I'm sorry. But they wanted to buy, it was Rayvine Paving. They wanted to take their equipment and supply a lot from the industrial park, store their equipment there, which is the fence around it. But I said, you know, they don't have the business there. The business is in the Heights. They don't really cap dollars on it. That's the only thing they do is store their equipment there. We're not going to get any increased value, so there's no reason to do it. So I thought, if you bring your business here, and we'll work with you on setting stuff up, then we'll discuss it. But tax dollars, there's no reason for us to go ahead and give the special use permit. So that's what we want to do. That's it.
Thank you, Russ.
Looks like I'm starting to play in house this weekend. You had one, and it goes back like 2 months ago, was it Sprint that was looking to put up a towel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They came by, we talked, brought it to the meeting, and you guys, I had emailed him. Half of them at times, nothing. The van just fell off the face of the earth. That's not too bad. In fact, I got my file. I did that last week when I came back from vacation. I looked through some stuff and I went, ooh, I emailed them again. I never got it. So I don't know what happened. But that is zero.
Okay. Thank you. Any new topics? No executive session. That means I need a motion for adjournment.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trifon, seconded by Trustee Clemens. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries at 8:05. Adjourn.
7:55.